Thank you, Alan. Now we have our last selection of news items for this first part of Chatterbox. Norwich has been busy on the arts front. There has been a county music festival for youngsters and the Norwich Philharmonic Society, celebrating its 175th birthday, receives the gift of a Celeste for its orchestra. First, we hear how the Writers' Centre has started an ambassador scheme for young people to share their love of reading and writing.
A team of young people have been recruited to share their love of reading and to celebrate Norwich's status as a UNESCO City of Literature. Writers' Centre Norwich has launched a UNESCO Young Ambassadors Scheme for 14 to 18-year-olds and has the long-term ambition for there to be young ambassadors in schools across the county. The hope is that they will share their love of reading and writing with younger pupils and their local communities, and in return, they'll be given free training, behind-the-scenes access to events, festivals and performances, and the chance to interview writers, including Elizabeth Is Missing author Emma Healy. Sophie Scott-Brown, Learning and Participation Manager at Writers' Centre Norwich, said, "We are so impressed with the enthusiasm of our new recruits. Our ambition is for there to be a UNESCO Young Ambassador in every school in the county. Norfolk has such a strong literary heritage, and we want to find ways for our whole region to share in this."
This year's Norfolk County Music Festival ended on a high note with an enthusiastic and eclectic mix of music makers taking to the stage. Everything from ukulele bands to full orchestras could be heard at Norwich's Central Baptist Church when the day-long whole-class instrumental tuition event rounded off the 2016 festival. Laura Middleton, the festival's development officer, said the day was all about school orchestras and whole classes performing. "We had over 200 ukulele players, a stage full of xylophones, ocarinas, handbells and full orchestras. I've never seen so many instruments." She said it was a great end to this year's festival, which had featured an array of musical events around the city and involved about 4,000 musicians. Everything from classical piano and strings to school choirs to jazz, rock and pop featured in the 2016 programme. Jackie Burgess, chairman of the festival, said, "The festival has been a great success this year. We've seen more entries than ever before, so many that we had to add a whole extra day for performances. We are a small charity. We rely on donations and entries fees to performances to keep us going. So it's been great to see so many parents, relatives and friends coming to watch."
It is a landmark anniversary year for Norwich Philharmonic Society, and its members have decided to celebrate with an extra special present. The Norwich Phil has been making music for an impressive 175 years, and to mark the occasion, the organisation has its own Celeste made. The instrument, which looks similar to a piano but sounds more like a glockenspiel, was built over 6 months in Japan. It will make its debut appearance at the Phil's 175th birthday concert at St Andrew's Hall in Norwich, in a performance of Tchaikovsky's Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy from the Nutcracker Ballet. It will be played by Anne Duarte, the orchestra's regular keyboard player. "We're really thrilled to have this fantastic instrument," said Michael Nutt, chairman of the orchestra subcommittee. He said the society was able to buy the Yamaha Celeste thanks to a legacy. "It's very special. It sounds stunning," he said. The Norwich Philharmonic Society's first public performance was at the Assembly House in March 1841. The Phil's 175th birthday concert will feature both the Norwich Philharmonic Orchestra and the Norwich Philharmonic Chorus. The programme will include music from composers including Verdi, Handel, Elgar, Rossini and more. There will also be an epic performance of Mahler's Eighth Symphony at the Norfolk Showground Arena on May the 21st as part of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival.
Norwich's controversial £5 million bus station has been named as one of the best design stations in the world by a leading design magazine. The city centre station was voted as the 9th best design station in the world by Design Curiel magazine. A team of international researchers helped put the list together after considering a number of factors, including design, creativity, and how the structure fitted with the surroundings. Catherine Houston, web editor at Design Curiel, finalised the top 10 and said it was the unique shape of the bus station in Norwich that made it stand out. The thing that really pushed Norwich into the top 10 was the uniqueness of the leaf-shaped roof, she said. When you look at it from the ground, it looks like any other, but the roof is something special when it comes to design.
Work is underway to create the first in a series of murals that are planned to decorate our fine city. The colourful painting, which is currently being created on one of the walls of the Pym & Co building on Burr Street, is part of a street art project being led by Norwich Business Improvement District, BID. The idea takes its inspiration from cities in the United States, such as Pittsburgh, where ageing architecture has been turned into a canvas for artists. The plan is for the murals to link up with the City of Stories campaign, which aims to attract more visitors to the city and to encourage locals to enjoy what's on their doorstep, and to celebrate Norwich's status as a UNESCO City of Literature.
And well, that's all from Ian and myself. Now we'll hand over to Pauline and Chris for part two of Chatterbox.